In the 20th century, there was a Swiss theologian by the name of Hans Urs von Balthasar who talked about two ways in which people can live their lives. They either live their life in what he called the ego drama of their own making, life according to their terms, life based solely on living according to the shape and the movement of this world, or we can be invited to live in the theodrama, the story that has God at its center. Any of you familiar with Bishop Robert Barron might be familiar with these two terms because he uses them a lot, and he says, we live at a time where there is sort of a radical focus on the ego drama because people are living lives of a kind of radical autonomy. And I've mentioned this before, that the word autonomy means a law unto oneself. But what we're called to is this life that is a dramatic and beautiful invitation that comes from the heart of Jesus. At the end of today's gospel, Jesus said, I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners. Now, the word in Greek for call is the word kaleo. And if you put the ek on the front of it, you get the word ekkaleo, which is the Greek word for church. The word ek means out of. So what is the church? The church are those men and women who have been called by Jesus out of this ego drama to live in the adventure of God's theodrama, called out of the world so that we can go back into the world renewed and remade. And this is indeed what we see with Matthew, a man whose life was lived on his own terms. As a tax collector for the Romans, he was despised by his own people, and he had a life that was consumed with the acquisition of more money. But then something happens. We're told by St. Matthew himself in the gospel that he wrote, but he tells the story in the third person, that Jesus said, follow me. And here's an interesting point. And we're told that Matthew got up and followed Jesus. What does it mean to be a follower of Jesus? It means to be a disciple. And it's not just a disciple in the general sense of the word, but it's to be an intentional disciple. And this is exactly what St. Matthew does. He doesn't just follow anyone generally, he follows Jesus specifically. And what I want to share with you now is the fruit of discipleship as we see it expressed in our first reading from Ephesians. And I want to introduce to you three words, and I call these the three B's of discipleship. What does a disciple discover? First of all, a place of belonging. A disciple then discovers there's a whole beautiful truth and teaching that I can come to know. So that as the disciple knows that he or she belongs to Jesus, they then come to believe in a way that they never could before. So in turn, we are becoming more like Jesus. Keep these three words in mind. The disciple belongs, believes, and is becoming. Indeed, in the gospel, as Jesus goes to the home of Matthew, Matthew experiences a sense of belonging in a way that he would never have known before. And in the reading from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he talks about this belonging that we all can know by seven times using the adjective one. We are one body because there is one Spirit. There's one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in all. You see, the Christian, the disciple, is discovering more and more that we belong here and now to the Catholic Church, one holy Catholic and apostolic. And as we understand more fully what it is to belong to his body, something can happen in our own lives. We become more unified. We become more integrated. We don't become divided, we become one. So to know that we belong is something that is at the very heart of Jesus' program. Secondly, to be able to grow in believing. Imagine what it must have been like for Matthew to have Jesus in his home, talking to him about this kingdom, about this way of life, this way of being that so inspired this tax collector that he wrote one of the four Gospels. So that we, in turn, as we study the Word of God, would come to believe in such a way that our mind and our heart are not primarily orientated by this world, but by God's revelation. Again, in that passage from Ephesians, listen to what Paul says about what it is to become a believing community. He gave gifts that some would be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. I don't have time to go into the five categories of ministry today, but here's the point that St. Paul is making. The church exists with this fivefold ministry so that the people of God would be equipped for the work of ministry, building us up in the body of Christ until we come to maturity in the faith. I love that phrase. That's what it means to believe. Have you discovered this in your own life? That you're seeing more and more the fullness of the truth of what Jesus has given us. And the more we know that we belong, the more I desire to believe in the truth of this gospel, so in turn, who am I becoming? And that's the remarkable thing about St. Matthew. Perhaps some of you have seen the first two seasons of the show called The Chosen. If you have, it's beautiful to watch the character of Matthew, to see the conversion that happens in his own life, to see who he is becoming. And again, back to our reading from Ephesians, who are we to become? Well, listen to how St. Paul says it. I, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called with all humility, that is, our complete dependence upon God. I'm not the author of my story. I'm not living in the ego drama. I'm living in the theodrama. So this humility that is then coupled with gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. Now imagine for Matthew, what would this conversion have looked like in his life? It was a lifelong work. Moving from being a harsh tax collector, full of pride and self-assertiveness, to being one who was becoming like the one he was following Jesus, his master. So in conclusion, my brothers and sisters, the community of St. Peter's is all about helping you and me and those who come amongst us who might not be part of our parish yet to know you don't want to live in the boring ego drama of your own making. You want to live in the expansive theodrama where each one of us has a part. And as people hear in a personal way Jesus calling and saying, follow me, I dream that St. Peter's will become ever more a community of true belonging, of a deepening of belief, so that we see in one another the reflection of the one we are following. Because as disciples of Jesus, we want to become more like him. Over 2,000 years ago, St. Matthew discovered what it is to belong to believe and become. May we ask his prayers for us so that we too can not only discover for ourselves, but extend to the others the invitation. Come and follow Jesus.